Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
I was going to ask of all of us, you know, the typical question I ask from time to time, which is, if your life was a reality TV show, what made the cut yesterday on your life, on your show? And I was running through my own mind thinking, okay, well, I got to answer the question myself. And I think after yesterday, the producers of that TV show would come up to me and go, you know what? We're going to add somebody else to the show. Your life's just really not very exciting. Nothing really. Therapy session yesterday where I'm learning how to circular breathe, chill out a little bit. Outside of that, damn. Just a day.
You got to breathe in like a circular motion? How you do that?
So it's not like deep meditation stuff, like where you're coming from the belly and really trying to chill out. This is supposed to just sort of get the I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I'm like, he doesn't sound like he knows what the heck he's supposed to be doing.
So really. You learned a lot in therapy is what I'm hearing.
I mean, I know the technique. Well, the good part is, it's just like, I was supposed to be there for an hour, and after about 30 minutes, I'm like, okay, so can I take off? And she's like, well, we got 30 minutes. You want to practice breathing? And I'm like, dang, I do that every day. Do I really need practice on that?
Do you want to practice breathing? Your life is so exciting.
Well, the reason why I went in there in the first place, as I told you guys, is that I'm a pretty chill dude. Like, I just think that I grew up compartmentalizing things. So when things are swirling all around me, I get into that compartmental zone. But your body knows. Your body totally knows if you're stressed out or not. So I got all these little things going on with me that I just don't physically... Mentally, I don't feel, I can't be coming from the stress. I feel pretty chill, you know, but it is. So she's teaching me these techniques so I can chill out. So I can match up my brain to actually how I'm feeling, and I can alleviate some of that stress that I'm not even feeling. It seems a little complicated.
It does. Okay. So good luck with that.
Thanks. I appreciate it. How about you? Okay. Your life is a reality TV show. Certainly there was something exciting because that's what the producers picked you for. What happened in your day yesterday?
The most exciting thing yesterday was that I saw the number one golfer in the world just like casually, what? Just literally tripped and fell and stumbled upon Scottie Scheffler.
What?
So I was doing some ad reads for the Tour Championship, which takes place down at East Lake Golf Club down in Decatur, I think. And I had gotten tickets and they were like, well, what day do you want? I was like, I don't know. I guess I'll go on Wednesday. I ain't got anything going on Wednesday. So I show up literally by myself, just in like an athletic dress, just to bop around and watch people play golf. And I'm at the entrance. And if you've never been to one of these tournaments on like the first day, there's not a lot going on. It's not very crowded. You're not going to see a ton of golfers, but I'm at the 15th hole and I can see people starting to crowd around. I'm like, oh, maybe something's about to happen. Like, this is kind of fun. And then all of a sudden I see some guy starting to like schlep towards the putting green. And I'm like, oh, that guy like vaguely looks like Scottie Scheffler. So I send a photo to my dad. I'm like, if I didn't know any better, I would say this is Scottie Scheffler. And then my dad goes, that's because it is.
And he is like one of the best players in the world, right?
Yeah, I think he just won some like major championship or something, or maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. I don't know the sports, but I'm looking at him and I'm like, for a guy who probably just won like $1 million a couple weeks ago, he doesn't really dress that great. And so I was like, it's probably inappropriate to yell across the green and be like, I'll style you. Have you heard of Newly? But yeah, I just like, I got to watch him putt yesterday, which was pretty cool.
That's something you made the show. I got cut from the reality TV show. You're still on it. Kristen.
Oh, I made the show.
You made the show. Look at her, still all tan today, makeup, still fresh from last night.
Yeah, so last night I attended an event that raised money for Burt's Big Adventure. So Gamoa has been a partner with Burt's Big Adventure for a while. If you don't, Gamoa, Georgia Amusement and Music Operators Association. So if you ever have stepped foot, say, for instance, into a Dave and Buster's, all those games, that's Gamoa, right? So I went to their event last night. So, and it's for the company and for their employees. And they have like this massive convention where people are showing off new games during the day. And then at night, they do like an awards ceremony and they have a casino night. But they also do an auction that benefits Burt's Big Adventure. This is my third time attending.
They could pick any charity in the country.
They could pick anybody.
And they've chosen us and they do it enthusiastically, which I'm sure Kristen is going to tell you about.
Yeah. So, this being my third time, I handled it a little differently.
Oh, no. Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
What made you like pivot?
Well, I took a ride share.
I got nervous.
No. I took a ride share. I took a Lyft so I could.
So this night had intent.
So I could imbibe a little bit.
Yeah. Cause these guys and women like to party.
They do. They like to have a good time as they should. And you know, we always have high hopes with the auction, and Gamoa always delivers. So, you know, first I have to do my speech, right? So I was responsible with my drinking, you know, before I give a speech because I have like a certain allowance. So, you know, they play our Burt's Big Adventure video. I get up there and do my speech telling everybody all about Burt's Big Adventure. Really quick sidebar. It's not even a sidebar. It's the whole main point. Our nonprofit where we take kids with chronic and terminal illness to Disney World. Well, this year we actually had a Burt's Big Adventure kid there to speak as well.
You take the ride share with you because was he going to get hammered? It
was Callie, huh? Who went in 2013 when she was 6 years old. And now she's a freshman in college.
This
right?
is crazy. That makes all of us getting older.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so I think they purposely chose a child that was over the age of 18, you know, because of the
right.
because of the crowd. And the crowd does like to drink and have a good time. So I did my speech and then I introduced Callie and she came up. Callie has cystic fibrosis. She spoke beautifully about Burt's Big Adventure and how it's what the organization means to her and her family. And so as I'm walking back to my seat, I'm holding Callie's hand. We're walking back to the seat. And this guy just holds up his phone for me to read. And thank God I still had my glasses on. And so I'm looking at it. And he says, "My child has cystic fibrosis. Thank you for everything you do."
Oh, wow.
It was so, and he was literally sitting at the table right next to us. And we spoke briefly and he sent me an email. And he goes, "Kristen, I've worked with Tim Case." And Tim got a huge award last night. And he is one of the biggest advocates for Burt's Big Adventure. He goes, "I've worked for Tim Case for the past 9 years. He loves the kid, actually tells people all over about BBA. My 12-year-old has cystic fibrosis, and because of the funding cuts to the National Institute of Health, we know more about how government works than anybody should. This is what she sent to our South Carolina reps and the president." So he attached a letter that I think is going to be great to read when we do like our send-off for Burt's Big Adventure. "You continue to do a great job for the kids, and even without being a part of your organization, I know firsthand those trips are life-changing. Please don't give up. Pleasure to hear you speak. All the best."
Wow, that's really cool.
So that was the email I got first thing this morning from the gentleman that was sitting at the table next to us. But the thing that I pivoted from, so after I got done with my speech, I'm like, I can have another glass of wine. And that might not have been a good idea.
Okay, all right, short-term thinking.
Yeah, because you know how that auction can kind of go off the rails sometime?
Sometimes.
Every year?
Yeah, every year. Because they get so enthusiastic. They'll grab mics. They want to raise so much money that they are willing to do anything. So you really have to kind of roll with everybody there. So off the rails, it's kind of controlled chaos.
So I may have been the one to grab the mic last night.
Shut up.
Oh no.
So there was like a congregation of people in the back. So for whatever reason, nobody's standing on stage. We're all hanging out in the back by the bars, and that's where the auction is taking place.
What?
It was so bizarre, but just roll with it, right?
Okay.
So the board, because the everybody had kind of like, I don't know how it happened, but we're standing now in the back of this ballroom with everybody instead of everybody in their seats and somebody on stage.
I'm so confused on how the organization is. So it just organically happens. Like nobody wants to sit down. Let's all just go. I mean, because the room is filled.
Yes.
I mean, it's a huge room and it's filled with people.
Yeah.
And you would think the only way to handle an auction is one person on top of the stage.
No.
But okay.
No. Jonathan was in the back of the room, working the back of the room. And so I was at our table. And I'm like, nah, man, we got to be in the mix. So I get in the mix. And then every single year. It never fails. The auction starts slow, but then it really like picks up and amps up, and the board always donates a ton of money. It's incredible. But I felt the need to really get the ball rolling. So I grabbed the mic. Okay.
Now on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being super inebriated, I can't feel my face. Where are you at this point?
No, I'm like in the middle. I'm like at a 6.
Okay, you're loose.
I'm loosey.
You're having a good time.
I am loosey-goosey.
Okay.
Loosey-goosey. So I grab the microphone, and I'm like, all right, let's get this party started. And like Mike, the president's just looking at me like, what is this girl about to do? And I go, here's what I'm willing to offer. No, I have no business offering this whatsoever.
All the men's heads just go,
I go, here's what I'm willing to offer. All right, here's what you can bid on. You can come into the Burt Show studio and you can hang out with us, and we will dedicate a segment to you. So you can come in and talk about whatever you want for 5 minutes, whatever business you want to plug, whatever game you want to sell. Okay. We will have you on the air for 5 solid minutes. Let's go. And I mean, when I turned and looked at Molly, Molly's like, can you do that? And I said, oh, nope, but I just did it. So I'm here to let you know.
Okay.
That Sean will be coming in studio at some point in time.
All right.
To talk about whatever he wants to talk about.
5 minutes of whatever in Sean's life.
And for him, that was worth $10,000.
What?
And then Chez was like, you know what? I'm going to match it. So he also donated $10,000 to come in studio and pitch something for 5 minutes.
So that's 10 minutes of Burt Show time for $20,000?
Yeah, for Burt's Big Adventure.
How can I even complain? That's funny. How can I even complain about it, man? But
I mean,
considering some of the days we have in here, it may be better than what we do.
Like, if it's a slow Eba's day, it'll be perfect for me.
Right? They'll take over an Eba's for you, Abby. But then afterwards, like, I felt really good. I'm like, oh, $20,000. Like, that. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, I had no right to do that.
but it's $20,000 is $20,000.
Yes.
We can work our way around 10 minutes and help them out.
I am so proud and honored to say that last night Gamoa raised almost $300,000
hey,
for Burt's Big Adventure.
What?
Almost 300. And that now makes them part of the 1 million club.
Wow.
They have now raised over $1 million for Burt's Big Adventure. That's
$300,000. You guys got to understand this too, if you're new around here, is that we keep this trip very small each and every year. Now, it's getting more expensive every year also. But to us, when you take 12 kids or 13 kids, when you raise $300,000 for our organization, you have really done something very, very special. It's every organization is good. Every charity organization, some just cost more money than others, you know. $300,000 for us is trip changing.
And I mentioned that on stage, like, you know, we are a smaller nonprofit, and that's, you know, by design. But a lot of corporations and sponsors will, you know, be like, sorry, we need something bigger, right? But you guys see what we do, and you want to be a part of it genuinely, and you have chosen us year after year. That is not lost on us. We are so grateful.
No.
And yeah, man, so almost $300,000, and they're now part of the million dollar club.
Wow, $300,000, and we won't have to do an entire week of shows because everybody from Gamo is
so
coming
sorry.
In here and hosting the show.
I don't want to see that video. I really, really don't. So, my bad. Sorry, but also
nah,
not
man.
Sorry.
All good. Hey, thank you to Gamoa. I mean, the words can't even express $300,000, and each and every year you guys do that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's the Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
One of Gen Z's favorite extracurricular activities is going on witch hunts for Nepo babies. For some reason, Gen Z loves to just give Nepo babies a hard time. Like if they find out their favorite actor or actress is actually a Nepo baby, they love to give them a hard time on the internet. But let it be known, when it comes to Nepo babies and giving them a hard time, we are never talking about Stephen A. Smith's daughter, Samantha Smith. Have you seen these podcast clips of these two going around?
I have not.
Oh my God. So Stephen A. Smith, you know, he works in the sports world and he's known for his very fiery opinions. He's a bold guy. And so when I saw these clips going around of him and his daughter, I'm like, oh, I wonder, like, what kind of girl is made from Stephen A. Smith? And it turns out it's literally just the 17-year-old version of Stephen A. Smith, but in girl form.
Just very bold and opinionated. He's loud.
Bold, opinionated, snarky, funny. And what was so funny about this clip I'm about to play for you is they're wrapping up this podcast that they did together for his show. And she is just giving, like, totally giving him such a hard time. She's making fun of his forehead that I'm like, somebody needs to get this girl on a podcast somewhere.
This is it for this edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show with Samantha A. Smith and Stephen A. Smith. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Yes, his forehead still has space left, you guys. There will always be space. No, he cannot afford a hair transplant. Keep watching so he can afford it. Thank you guys so much. I'll be back next week, probably. Don't miss me too much. Go follow my Instagram at official.samanthasmith. I also have another Instagram, and maybe I'll let you in there if you guys find it. Keep on the lookout. Thank you guys so much. Have a blessed afternoon, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Was that good?
Attitude. He certainly can't afford it. I think he just signed a new deal with ESPN for like $20 million a year.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, he can fly out to Turkey if he wants to. But yeah, she's got like her hand on his forehead. She's giving him the biz. It was hysterical. So definitely watch out for her. She's going to be a firecracker for sure in the media space. A couple of days ago, we were talking about this clip going around of Bethany Frankel sharing that she has a new use for AI. And it might specifically work for celebrities who are looking for a matchmaker, somebody to match them up with other celebrities, because she said that she used ChatGPT to find her celebrity soulmate. And I read off a couple of the ones that ChatGPT decided to pair with us, the cast of The Burt Show. So far, I've told you that ChatGPT thinks that I will be a great match for Chris Evans. Burt, your soulmate, apparently Jennifer Garner.
What's in your wallet?
Kristen. I didn't get the joke. What?
It's a commercial.
Yeah, okay. It's a credit card commercial that she does.
Kristen, you would be matched up with Ryan Reynolds. Tommy, apparently your soulmate is Zoe Kravitz. But I did ask.
That's my favorite.
Yeah,
right,
that one
there
is so random.
Be scared. Be very scared, Tommy.
You think Zoe Kravitz likes buggies?
I don't know, but I'd crush her.
And so then ChatGPT always does this thing when you put things in the prompts where they always ask you another question. So you continue to talk to ChatGPT so then they can sell you on more time with ChatGPT or more time with the more upgraded version of ChatGPT. So ChatGPT had asked me, if you want, I can also do a spicier and more chaotic version where the matches are purely for entertainment value and paparazzi chaos. So here are our spicy, chaotic tabloid soulmate matches according to AI. So apparently, and I wasn't very happy that they said that this was chaotic because this was my dream man for years. I am apparently perfectly matched with Harry Styles.
Okay.
Why? She's out here hosting girls trips. He's in sequins eating fruit on stage. Together, they'd create international gossip blog meltdown levels of intrigue. Mm-hmm. Plus, imagine the outfits. And I was like, so true. We're both very fashionable.
Harry Styles to me is like, put in anybody's match because the dude works with anybody.
He's so great. He's he seems like a lovely, lovely human. Every story I've ever read about him has been positive. So you know what? I'm not mad about it. Bert. Now, your spicy and chaotic match from AI is actually Martha Stewart.
Oh, wow. Now, I feel about Martha the way I feel about Tommy and Zoe Kravitz. I could not handle that woman. I am telling you right now.
I don't think you could either.
I could not handle that woman, man.
You think so? Because when I hear Martha Stewart, she feels like the human equivalent of like mayonnaise.
No.
She's spicy.
Really?
Attitude. Yeah.
She spent time in prison.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
I mean, and she's an attractive woman now, but have you seen her pictures when she was younger? Smoking.
So it says she's rich, unbothered, and friends with Snoop Dogg. The contrast between Bert's high-energy storytelling and Martha's slow, shady side eye would be pure TV magic.
Yeah.
Kristen,
I think she's a wild woman.
For yep. sure.
Yeah.
Kristen, we were actually just talking about your match because ChatGPT wants to pair you up with Pete Davidson.
Oh, well, okay.
Why?
You better start stretching.
I know, right?
She'd roast him relentlessly. He'd love every second, and the internet would explode trying to make sense of it. Also, the height difference for photos would be hilarious. Now, last but not least, of course, who is Tommy's spicy and chaotic match, considering that AI already wants to put him with Zoe Kravitz? Well, AI says that his perfect match is Madonna. And the explanation is zero explanation needed. Just picture the headlines and Tommy's face.
That is so weird. I was watching a Madonna video yesterday.
The universe knew.
It was when she was young. She was auditioning for the TV show Fame.
Okay, now, all right. You couldn't handle her either. You need a safe word, like Bucky's.
Oh, I love Madonna. Like during the Into the Groove, Desperately Seeking Susan days. Oh, my God. I had a Madonna button on my Jordache jean jacket.
Yeah, man. Things would get so wild, you just have to go look Madonna. The safe word is Bucky's. If I say that, stop doing what you're doing.
This is The Bert Show.
Don't be like the other, 300-plus change Bert's Big Adventure families we've had before that always have the initial thought, I'm not going to apply for Bert's Big Adventure. Somebody has it worse than we do. And then somebody talks them into applying, and it's a game changer, a total game changer. Here's why I'm bringing this up today. We need kids.
We absolutely need kids. And here's the deal. So we're looking for kids between the ages of 5 and 12 that have a chronic or terminal illness. And the most one of the things is it has to be their first trip to Disney. All right. And so if you go to bertsbigadventure.org, you're going to see the application. And like Bert said, we've had so many families in the past be like, yeah, I just thought somebody else out there was more deserving. I'm here to tell you right now, you are deserving. And if you know somebody who is deserving, so if you are in the medical field and you see a family that you think could greatly benefit, not just from this trip, but the Bert's Big Adventure community as a whole, because yes, it kicks off with the trip to Disney. But then after that, we have reunions. We have the fairy godparent program if your kid is ever in the hospital so they can get a visit. And you're going to find like-minded parents and caregivers, and you're going to find just such a beautiful community of inclusion. So you no longer have to feel like you're on the outside looking in.
I think the shining example for me is the Stark family. It was Will Stark with seriously 6 children that he adopted that had special needs. He had second thoughts about applying for the trip because he's like, somebody has it, harder than we do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Will, no. Nobody does. So send them our way. Could be your family. Again, as Kristen said, you guys that are working in hospitals, you know where these kids are way better than we do. Please hit them up and send them to the bertsbigadventure.org. So my son Hollis now, my youngest, is in college. Okay. He is away for the first time. He is going to UNG for another semester, but he's living in Athens because he's setting this thing up. This kid wanted to be a dog. He was locked and loaded, wanted to be a dog. So he's getting his grades up and he's got a 3.75 right now. It's going just the way he thought it was going to go. After the semester, he'll apply to UGA. Hopefully he gets in. Dad gets the break of having the Hope Scholarship. It's all working out great. But I will tell you what, you guys, as a parent, it is a mind F. It really is. I'm divorced from his mom, so he was over at my house 50% of the time, but I always knew on Sundays, Hollis was walking through that door, and we were going to watch a football game, or we were going to watch a baseball game. I had some kind of time, even if he was there for 15 minutes before he took off to go hang out with any one of his friends, because he realized, you are an empty nester once your kid gets a car.
Yeah.
You rarely get to see him, right? But I am missing him on such a deep level, because I'm just expecting him to walk through that door, and it's just not happening, right? So I find myself now, more than anything, any other time, even when he was in high school, is I don't think he even remembers that I have him on Life 360.
As you should.
Well, I mean, he's in college, he's 18, you know. I just think,
I don't care how old you are. And it's not like if you're checking it like every like 30 minutes, then that it's an issue. Mm-hmm. But I see no problem just for like a little safety net, safety precaution.
It's not every 30 minutes, but it's quite often.
It's about every 35 to 40 minutes.
Be honest. How often are you checking his location?
Twice a day.
Okay, that's not bad.
And then on weekends, probably a little bit more than that. And then as soon as I wake up on Saturday mornings, just to see he got home okay. Aww. And see what, I also want to see what time he's getting to bed during the week. Like maybe dad has to have a talk with him about keeping his head down on the books. Mm. So it's probably twice a day and maybe a little bit more than that on weekends.
Well, yeah, no, if he wants to get into UGA, he's going to have to definitely like...
Yeah, and he knows that. Man, this kid just is locked and loaded, man. So I'm talking to him on the phone the other day, and even when the FaceTime comes up, I'm like, first of all, I don't say anything, but I'm like, he's got some kind of growth on his chin right now, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Like,
that ain't gonna help.
Like a beard?
It's not even a beard. It's just moss.
It's just moss.
It's like moss. It's like a putting green. So he was. It's really fun to talk to him because he and I are very, very similar. He's a very social kid, the same way I was also. So he's got his eyes set on being in a fraternity at some point. The good news is he's at UNG right now, so he doesn't have to rush. He could sample all of these fraternities, and then when he does go to UGA, he's already thinking, like, I'm going to go to a fraternity. So he's starting to like sample all of them right now. So just the stories he's coming home with, where he told me about this fraternity that was probably too small, it didn't fit him right. Then he went to this really huge one that he was excited about, and they treated him like crap, so he's taking that one off. It's just been really, really exciting to see him like get involved in this whole thing. This was the most fun the other day. I'm like, so how's the apartment life going? Because this is the first time he's ever lived on his own. He's like, it's going okay. I'll tell you what though, man. We had to hand wash the dishes the last 5 days. And I'm like, oh no. Hollis, what happened? You had to, what? Get your hands dirty? He's like, yeah, Dad. The dishes are piling up with me and my roommate. So the dishwasher's not working. So I emailed management and Dad, they did not get back to me for 3 days. So I had to walk down there and talk to somebody about it. And I'm like, oh, you poor kid. You are really roughing it, man.
Yeah, welcome to the hashtag adulting, yes, somewhat.
And this is the first time he's gone through all of this, right? Then he hits me with this. He says, and this is so Hollis. Hey, Dad, I've got a proposition for you. And I'm like, okay, son, before you even tell me what this proposition is, let's define proposition. A proposition usually is something that's mutually beneficial for both parties, right? Is this going to be mutually beneficial? Because a proposition to a kid, a freshman in college, is all about him. He's like, no. You're going to get something out of this also. So he's already stressed out about trying to get tickets to UGA games because it's so hard, right? And he doesn't get student tickets yet because he's going to UNG. So he's like, I got an idea. Why don't we go halves on season tickets to UGA?
Are you serious?
And I'm like, oh, we're going to go halves on tickets, right? How much are those tickets, Hollis? And he says, $3,000.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. And I'm like, okay, let me just play this out. Because I will go to a couple of UGA games. I'll probably go more this year than I have before because it might be the only time that I get to hang out with my son, right? So I'm like, okay, so let's play this out, son. Bring up the UGA schedule and let's see if we go halves on these tickets, which games are you taking and which games am I taking, right? He goes, okay, well, I'll tell you what, Dad. You can have the Marshall game.
Oh, that's so kind.
Right? He goes, Dad, how about Austin Peay? And I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm getting Marshall and Austin Peay. And he goes, and you know what? They play Charlotte and Mississippi State. You can have those tickets. And I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. You're getting Alabama. Mm-hmm. You are getting Kentucky. I might be able to talk him out of that one. you are getting Ole Miss. You are getting Texas. And I'm getting Austin Peay. And I...
Don't forget Mississippi State.
And I get Mississippi State also.
They're in the SEC.
And I said to him, you know what, Hollis? Now is a really good time to start weaning you into the real world. You're going to have to beg for those tickets. Yep. You're going to have to find them from other students. Do it just the same way everybody else is, because there's no way I'm spending $3,000 on season tickets. And I'm guessing the ones that he does have access to are way. And you know, I'm a ticket snob now, man. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, dude, you are on your own on this one. And he also has an apartment complex, which I told you guys, has a jumbotron at the pool.
Yeah.
So the kids get together that can't get tickets, and they all sit in this pool all day and drink and watch the game. He's on his own.
That's way more fun anyway. I'd rather watch it with a pina colada in hand rather than some Bush Light.
Right. I'm totally with you. So that's where he's at the first 2 weeks of college. And just seeing him kind of go through this whole process, knowing the struggle that he's about to go through and embracing, is just, it's a bittersweet type thing. Because you get to a point with your kids where you want them to be independent. And then when they're independent, you're like, I hate that he's independent. And it goes like that over and over, and I go over again year after year after year.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This story is kind of like a bad rash. It just keeps coming back. Every time you think it's gone, there's a little more sound bites coming out of it. And of course, I'm talking about the Coldplay and astronomer CEO scandal that happened during that concert. If you remember, this was a couple of weeks back. Basically, Coldplay will do this jumbotron. Well, they've been calling it a kiss cam, but this jumbotron moment during the concert where they will zoom in on couples and they will kiss. And so at one point during this concert, they zoom in on this couple that's canoodling. And it turns out that it's a CEO and his head of HR, allegedly having an affair, and it turned into a massive, massive scandal. And so Chris Martin has had to address it during his most recent show with Coldplay, basically saying, okay, this is just a jumbotron thing that we're doing. This is not a kiss cam.
This is not, never will be, and never was a kiss cam. Drives me bananas. It's not a kiss cam. We took one couple and then you're branded a kiss cam for the rest of your life. It's unbelievable. This is called a jumbotron, and we've done this for a long, long time. And we pick people out to say hello. And sometimes they, yeah, sometimes they turn out to be an internationally massive scandal, sure. But most of the time, we're just trying to say hello to some people. That's all.
These guys are going to be Rock and Roll Hall of Famers for sure. This is going to be the thing that they will be most known for.
Uh-huh. And I can imagine, like, Coldplay's already been one of the most popular concerts to get tickets for. Like, my brother, who's like a casual fan, has seen them like 5 or 6 times in various cities. Like, he will fly to see a Coldplay concert. But imagine, like, the stock prices on these tickets. Like, after you found out that you could be a part of a story, mm-hmm. like, where there's an international scandal, because who knows who else is going to get on this jumbotron now that people know that it's a right. thing. All right, Sydney Sweeney is reacting to the backlash she got for that bathwater soap that she put out with Dr. Squatch. We actually talked about this a month or two ago. Basically, Sydney Sweeney was doing this ad with Dr. Squatch where she was selling these specific bars of soap that were marketed as you can purchase this soap that's made with Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. And it got a lot of backlash from women because alongside this ad, she also came out with an American Eagle jeans campaign that also had a sensual undertone. And I think a lot of the girls were kind of getting overexposed with it. We were like, does every ad you have to have some kind of like sexual undertone? So she's responding to all that backlash. And she says it's very important to be able to know what's going on because, quote, everything is a conversation with the audience. But she said, even though it sold out, this soap, it sold out in seconds and there was backlash, she said it was mainly from women. She said, quote, it was mainly the girls making comments about it, which I thought was really interesting. They all loved the idea of Jacob Elordi's bathwater, which of course she's referring to that really gross scene from Saltburn where this one of the characters drinks Jacob Elordi's bathwater. This was all from an interview with the Wall Street Journal, and she refused to also comment on that American Eagle ad, where she's in the jeans and saying she has great jeans.
Yeah, let them talk. I mean, there was a couple of weeks ago where she was really bothered by it. Like, I think she either did a TikTok or an Instagram that I saw where she was crying. I mean, heavy tears coming down the face, so affected by all the comments. I hope she's learning, like, she don't gotta read them.
Well, I mean, she's gonna laugh all the way to the bank. Yeah. Like, this is all press is good press, if as long as it's not a cancelable offense.
Do you think all of this controversy that's happened to her is affecting her career now? Because she had a movie that launched on Saturday called Americana, and it only made like $500,000, which is ridiculously low.
Well, I feel like that's a marketing issue, because this is the first time I'm hearing that she has a movie called Americana. Yeah. I think I saw somebody comment about it, and I'm like, I haven't seen a single preview for this. Whereas I think when she comes out with that boxer movie, I feel like that's going to be a huge hit. She'll probably be up for a couple awards. At this point, I do think Sydney Sweeney has established herself as such a... she's a brand at this point. She's so much more than just an actress that I think she's probably going to do just fine.
Yeah, remember, Amanda's 93-year-old grandfather was talking to me about her. He knows about her.
If 93-year-old Gramps knows about Sydney Sweeney, something tells me she has a little bit more longevity than just a couple of movies coming out in the next couple of years.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.